Hi. Completely different podcast episode this time. This time is live. Welcome everyone to yet another episode of the Full Stack Radio. Here with me, Coding Harry. So today I have a very special episode of the Full Stack Radio here in the lab, as I say. So today, main topic is security. So I'm going to be dividing this topic in two different sections, actually. The first one is going to be related to mostly web security vulnerabilities, like kind of an overview of the vulnerabilities and the security section. So mainly we're going to be doing that. So just a little bit more about the topics of the first part. This one we're talking about now is going to be some introduction to web security, the importance of web security and the basic concepts we have depending on these matters. Also, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the common cyber threats, which cyber threats are mostly used and mostly encountered with, like phishing attacks, email scams, more of the deceptive side of websites, malware, ransomware, and spyware, kind of more into this stuff. Authentication and authorization errors and vulnerabilities, two-factor authentications, SMS codes, authenticator apps, even more about access controls, systems and role-based access controls like RBAC, like RBAC. I don't know how you spell this, but more kind of this topic of discussion. At the end, we're going to be talking about the secure communication protocols and cross-site scripting, or like XSS. So let's get a deep dive into this topic. So everyone has been wondering lately about the security issues, security vulnerabilities, and anything that has to do with web security, let's say. Web security, like of more of an importance of the web security stuff, it's crucial in understanding the sensitive information and how to prevent unauthorized access, like to ensure the integrity of your application, the integrity and the confidentiality of the data you have stored in your system, how easy it is actually for you to manage this whole situation. So as more activities, more online activities are coming through the websites and the internet itself in general, there are some potential threats that increase as we improve ourselves and the application and as we move it through the internet a little bit more. And each day, users, organizations, and their assets can become victims of cyber attacks. And what I mean of cyber attacks is the basic concepts of when we have different cyber attacks. So understanding the fundamentals of web security concepts is pivotal. So it is how to include encryptions and ensure the data that we have are confidential and are authenticated through the systems verified to identify the users and the systems themselves. So firewalls are into these systems, of course, intrusion detection systems, regular security audits, also part of the foundational concepts of maintaining a secure web application or even your website. Common cyber threats, as we discussed previously on the importance and the introduction of the cyber threats, are phishing attacks, of course. Phishing attacks involve deceiving individuals into disclosing software information. I'm reading this right now like it is a one-line title. It's a meaning of phishing attacks. So phishing attacks, as I'm reading right now, is involving deceived individuals into disclosing sensitive information. So let's say that we have a website, just like Facebook is, that actually doesn't store the information on Facebook's database and logs you into the actual platform, the actual website, but instead the actual data that you use get transferred to the hacker itself. the hacker themselves, or if there are many of them. So email scams and deceptive websites are common mediums on that. As I said about Facebook or YouTube or even, I don't know, whichever website you can find. So we need to be aware and educated for these matters, because they are critical in order to recognize and avoid the phishing attempts, because hackers often use this social engineering tactics to exploit the human vulnerabilities. So they are going to be using these attacks in order to prevent you from even accessing your accounts, even Facebook or even bank accounts. They are reaching to a point now where they just copy and paste the whole website of your bank, and whenever you go inside there, you click an email scam and you go inside there navigating, you're just fallen victim into their own hands. Not only phishing attacks, the most important cyber attacks you can find there. Malware is a very common threat, which is coming as malicious software. Ransomware, which encrypts the data and demands payments for its release, while spyware gathers the sensitive information that you have on your systems. These shows how robust antivirus software is, but it's also important to regularly update it. Not only update the system of your firewall or even antivirus that you have, but also to practice how safe your browser or even your web application or website are. Most important stuff of this is malware and spyware, where someone user can even get your own credentials and demand some payment in order for them to release your products or your credentials or anything like that. But in the authentication section, we have also the two-factor authentication, which is a very, very important technique that is getting used now by many of the users, like a 2FA, two-factor authentication, which helps users authenticate, like add an extra layer of security on their accounts. So not only on their accounts, but anything that you can find online, which means that this method uses the SMS code or an authenticator app, which is Google Authenticator, as you may know. And these apps generate like six-figure or five-figure codes that you can use live when you're logging in on your bank system or in your application. So for example, I can now think of something like when I'm logging into a website and have the two-factor authentication enabled, then the system itself will send me an SMS message in my private phone, and then it will have a six-digit code. I will put this six-digit code inside the website and I'm going to be automatically logging in. So this is kind of hard to be hacking by itself, because not anyone has my phone number, of course, that can receive information, except if they are just like below in my house and just waiting for the SMS to come so they can trace the data back. This has to be like pretty, you have to be the target, to be honest. Okay, so access controls are also included in the cyber attacks universe, which are role-based access control, or RBAC, RBAC, that restrict the system access based on the roles. So based on the roles that you have on the website, can include it afterwards. So users are granted permissions according to their roles, which means like limiting potential damage or in case of security breach. So this properly configuring the access controls for each user is crucial in preventing unauthorized actions. So let's say that we have a student management system which has the grades of each student on their exams and all of that stuff. If someone from a different organization access a teacher's role, let's say, they can immediately change every grade, every exam, anything. So it's easy to put not so many people as administrators. So one administrator can have one moderator, and then the other ones can be users with limited access to what they can do or search, only reading permissions for each user. So security communication protocols can be also important on these kinds of security issues. We have HTTPS, which means Hypertext Transfer Protocol Secure, which encrypts data during the transmission of each packet, ensuring that sensitive information remains confidential. It is widely used for secure communication on the web, especially in e-commerce and online banking, as we said before, and any platform handling user data. So this can be very helpful for either your application or your website. So whatever you use may be getting used to it, and it's going to be a very sensitive stuff to be working on and with. TLS, SSL are Transport Layer Security, or TLS, and its predecessor, the Secure Sockets Layer, the SSL, which can also provide encryption and secure sockets for data transmission. These protocols specifically secure the communication channels between each channel and each packet, and they are protecting against eavesdropping and data tampering during the transit. So you can be like very relaxed on this issue, however you want it to be. But I wanted to be a little bit more specific on these issues, and I want to dive a little bit further and deeper inside the cross-site scripting subject, or XSS. I happen to be using this method in order to install different headers, security headers, in the web page itself and the website itself during my working environment processes. So I've kind of used, like for a week or so, I tried to understand how these scripts, the cross-site scripting in specific, were working. So I came up with two different aspects of XSS. The first one was reflected XSS, and the other was the stored XSS. So moving on to the first one, which is reflected XSS, as we said before, it is an XSS attack, which has malicious script inside that are embedded inside the URL and some other input fields. Let's say if you have a form, you have a contact us information, this is the perfect place to put a reflected XSS attack. So this means that when a user clicks on a manipulated link received by email or SMS or any other type of contact, the user clicks it, and the script executes immediately in the user's browser. So they automatically compromise all the sensitive information that they have on their malicious activities. So whatever you have, like cookies and other stored information in your browser, are automatically getting leaked to the hacker that has this information just like freely as they want it to be. Moving on to the stored XSS section, as I told you before, for the reflected XSS, there are attacks and scripts that are getting right into your browser and getting every data and information that you have on the browser. But store XSS involves injecting manually malicious scripts into a website's database. So it is kind of easy for them to penetrate into your database of your website or your web application. And when the user accesses the compromised page, as I told you before, with email or SMS or any other contact information, the script is served from the database directly, and it allows the attacker to execute arbitrary code in the user's browser. So whenever they want, they can access the database, the whole database, with one single script. And the regular input validation and output, that's why we have them, and they are crucial for XSS vulnerabilities. So moving kind of forward with these issues, let us know how the input fields and the emails that we receive are crucial for our website to be having a validation that is perfect, and it can be used in a good way to work through the process of the security and the cross-site scripting attacks. So that's what I got for you for today's episode. We talked about five different things today. We talked about the most common cyber threats, including phishing attacks, email spams, malware and spyware, how we are getting attacks and someone has stolen our personal information and demands some payments back. We talked about the authentication and authorization of our systems, how they can be forged with SMS codes and two-factor authentication with the two FAs and the role-based access controls that we have with the RBAC. And we talked also about the cross-site scripting and the HTTPS, the TLS, and the SSL data that we can use to encrypt those information and no one find them again. We talked with XSS, the reflected XSS, malicious attacks and scripts in the URLs directly coming from our emails or SMS messages, and so many more that can be divided into the second part, which could be also including more advanced vulnerabilities. But today, I wanted to show you like a bit more of the basics and how easily we can go from 0 to 100 on a threat level scale. We talked about the stored XSS and how we can inject the scripts into the databases, like from the input or directly from the stored XSS attacks. So lastly, that's what I got for you for today's episode. If you like this episode, please put a like, put a subscribe, and you can also share this episode to your friends or family. This can immensely help me to move on with the podcast and everyone can know about it. Thank you very much. I was Harry, and this was the Full Stack Radio. Bye.